clinical depression.
那昨天我们讨论过两种忧郁症。
The first one was MDD, which is major depression.
那第一个就是 MDD, 就是主要严重的那个忧郁症。
And the second one was bipolar.
第二个是那个双极的那种。
Bipolar is a little bit different than the regular major depression.
那这个两极极的那个忧郁症是跟那个主要原因的那个忧郁症是不一样的。
So bipolar, it will cause a person to do one extreme to the other.
那两极呢？那个忧郁症会是使一个人会很极端的那一种现状。
For example, if they cannot sleep, they will sleep for a long time.
那比如说他们。或者是不能完全不能睡觉，或者是可以睡非常长久的时间。
And if they're gonna stay up, they will stay up for a long time.
但是如果他们一不睡呢，他们就可以很长的时间不睡觉。
If they don't eat or they eat a lot.
如果是他们不吃，他们就不吃，一吃就吃很多。
Sometimes they're very happy, then they become very sad.
那有时他们会很开心，那突然间会觉得很忧愁。
So this is the bipolar disorder.
这个就是双极两极极端的那个忧郁症。
And even though we have only about 2 hours this morning,
那今天早上我们会有两个小时来讨论。
But I think, for what we're gonna go through, I'm gonna go a little bit quicker because we need at least about 4 to 5 hours.
然后我会尽快缩短我的讲题，可能我应该是用四个小时缩短到两个小时。
So if I go a little bit too fast, please stop me and ask some questions.
但如果我讲的太快，请你们就是跟我讲，那可以问问题。
So yesterday, a little briefly, we talked about what causes depression.
那昨天我们有谈到什么导致我们的忧郁症。
Sometimes we think, different kind of food will make us cause depression.
有时事物会引起我们的忧郁症。
And some people even being ugly looking cause depression.
有时因为长得太丑那因此也会引起他们的忧郁症。
And even some people has a lot of money cause them depression.
有时太富有也是会引起忧郁症。
So in other words, everything causes people to depress.
换句话来说，任何一种事情都可以使我们忧郁。
No wonder the Buddhist faith has said everything is full of suffering.
那佛教一种说话是说世界上一切都是令人受罪。
Being born is suffering.
那可以就是出生在这个世界上也是一个罪。
Being old is suffering.
那老化也是一个罪担。
And death is suffering. Death.
那死亡本身也是一个负担。
So everything is full of suffering.
所以那世界任何一件事情就是苦难负担。
And actually, maybe the time, maybe Buddha, he had major depression. That's why you look at everything is full of suffering.
那可能是那个佛教的创始者，可能他当时也是在忧郁症，因此他把世界上所有的东西都看得很暗。
And that was just a joke, right?
那其实这个可能是个笑话。
Yeah. Okay. What causes depression?
那什么导致我们的忧郁症？
But even though I want to ask you questions stuff like that, but let's go through this. Why? Because you want to go through the victory that we're going to have over depression. That's the most important part.
我希望我们可以胜过这个忧郁症，因此我想再问这么多问题。
These are some of the things that people deem to cause depression over years of research.
那我会跟你们分享，就是这是导致忧郁症的原因。
The first one is other illness can bring depression.
那第一个就是说那第一个是说不同的我们的生活上的病症可以引起我们的那个忧郁症。
For example, when a person have a stroke or have some kind of cancer, will cause them depression.
比如说他们有那个重那个半身不遂了，还是那个癌症啦，还是不同的病状会引起忧郁症。
And diabetes, a Parkinson's disease, a hormonal disorder.
糖尿病啊，还是老人痴呆症啊，还是荷尔蒙不调和的那一种症状也会。
So these are the major ones that they can find that cause people depression.
那这些就是主要比较常见的那一种比较重的病因可以使人有忧郁症。
And it's very clear when you look at all these disorders or this illness. I mean, when you have a stroke, right? This means sometimes you become paralyzed, sometimes you cannot function. Of course, you're going to fall into depression.
那很自然的，你可以想象到一个人如果得了这种重病呢，很自然就会忧郁。
And the same thing with cancer.
就好像那个半身不遂了，还是那个癌症。
Because a lot of cancer, terminal, and a lot of people, afraid of death, so they become very depressed.
因为这种病状是会使你死亡，但你会害怕死亡，你就会有忧郁症。
And some medication also cause depressive symptoms and side effects.
一些药物呢，也会使我们有忧郁症。
So that's why if you if you, the best thing you can do actually is not to be on medication.
那最佳的那个方法就是不要吃太多药物。
I mean, of course, if you really need to, yeah, you should go on medication. But if, you know, if like 50-50, you should not be on medication.
对，如果尽可能不可以不要吃药的话，就尽量不要吃，因为吃越多就会引起我们的忧郁。
Because when I work as a mental health therapist, I really, really refer my client to a psychiatrist because quite often there's so many side effects.
因为当我在身为一个辅导员的时候，那我常常就会叫我的病人去看那个心理专家，因为吃药会引起那个副作用。
For example, one of my patients, she was depressed.
因为其中我有一个病人，他就是有忧郁症。
And the psychiatrist prescribed her medication.
那这一个心理学家就给他吃药。
And this medication, don't think like, oh, you have depression, I give you this medication, it's cure. No, it's always a try and error. Always try and error.
但这种药物呢，并不是说一次就会一定会和好，而且是通常就是试一试，如果有时没有作用，有时有作用。
So when she was taking the medication, her hair started to fall off.
那当这个我的病人开始吃这个药物的，他头发就开始脱落。
And guess what?
那之后怎么办呢？
She became so depressed that her hair was falling off.
因为她头发掉的很多，因此她更加的忧郁。
So this is what we talk about when it comes to medication.
因此我才说，就是说药物会尽量不要吃。
Of course, and genetics and family history.
那还有我们就是我们的那个家庭的那个基因，还有家庭的那家庭基因就是。
A lot of studies have shown if your mother is depressed, most likely the children also will be born depressed.
那报道说到，如果你的家庭里有这个忧郁症的历史的话，那很自然的，你的儿女可能下一代也会有忧郁症。
Because depression not only from external environment, but also through the chemicals also inside your brain.
那忧郁症不只是外在的因素可以影响，而且是内在的也可以使我们有忧郁症。
Some people born they are very negative.
有一些人一出世就是非常反面、非常负面的。
And some people are born who are very, always very positive.
那有一些人一出世就是一个非常喜乐、非常正面的人。
Not because the environment shaped them, because actually that's how they were born.
那并不是因为外在的因素引起他们这样子，而是他们内在的那一些。
And depressions also can become genetic or come from our family.
那就是说，那个忧郁症其实可以从我们的内在发出来的。
Some people probably have biological makeup that makes them particularly vulnerable.
那有一些人呢，他们可能就是会做了很多，生化的那一些附加素哈，来引起他们更加的软弱，脆弱。
Yeah, so some people, you know, when they're born and they scan their brain, and their brain already have this kind of chemical for depression.
那有一些人一出世本身他的脑袋里就有这个比较容易让他们忧郁的这种化学物。
So, but even though they try to explain this kind of way, but for us as Christians, we know why people fall into depression.
虽然医学有这种不同的证明还是讲说，但我们知道身为基督徒，我们的看法是不一样的。
Of course, quite often have explained because of sin.
那忧郁症往往是跟罪有关系。
And when we talk about sin, it's not sin because we go steal something or we commit adultery, not that kind of sin.
那当我们说罪，并不一定是他这个人本身犯了罪，偷了东西还是杀了人。
The sin we're talking about is from Adam and Eve.
那我们所说的就是原罪，就是从亚当夏娃来的。
Any one of us who born of a woman, we born in sin.
因为每一个孩童就是从母腹生出来就有了原罪。
Then certain personality, people with low self-esteem or who are very dependent on others seem to be more vulnerable to depression.
那一些人就是一种个性，他们本身就是不是很自信，因此会比较容易跌入那个忧郁症。
And if you look at this, and quite often it's very true.
那往往我们看到就是很多这种人。
Why? Because when you have low self-esteem,
当你自信心不好
，and you're always going to depend on others to do things for you.
而且你非常的依赖别人。
And now, would you depend on others to make you happy? You depend on others to make you joyful.
你常常依赖别人，使你快乐，使你开心。
And then, if the people that you need it.That you need to make you happy, make you joyful, and not there, and then you become depressed.
当这个你所依靠的人一不在了，你就变成忧郁了。
Okay. So, any questions at all pertaining to this? I mean, I don't want to go too fast to the point that you cannot ask questions. It's important to ask questions, even if we cannot finish the whole thing. But if you ask questions and stuff like that, it's more important.
So
any questions pertain to this? Okay. What about this one then? Okay, let's go to the next one then. Life events such as death of a loved one, divorce, moving to a new place, money problems, or any sort of loss can be linked to depression.
那我们知道我们生活里的重大事件，比如说有人死去了，还是离婚，还是换了环境，还是我们金钱上的问题，都引起我们的忧郁症。
And we can see, right, if we know people who have been divorced, or people who lost a loved one, things like that, actually they go into this period of time, they go into depression.
那我们很常会看到有人死去了他们的爱人，还是他们刚刚的离过婚，很容易的掉入这个忧郁症。
Actually moving to a new place quite often, instead of calling a person depressed, we call adjustment disorder, right? That's what we're talking about. To move to a new place, new school, new job, it's always going to cause a person to be depressed.
那换环境还是换学校，我们也说过会引起一个人有他不能适应的那种情况，因此这种也是一种忧郁症。
Of course, and money is one of the biggest problems why people are depressed too. Right?
那因为钱往往也是忧郁症的主要原因。
And quite often because it's not enough money.
往往我们觉得钱不够。
Or even though they have enough money, they don't feel they have enough money.
虽然他们可能钱很够，他们还是觉得不够。
Yeah, so people without relatives or friends to help have even more difficulty coping with their losses.
那一些人他们没有亲戚的，也没有朋友的，他们更加难的去适应这种忧郁症。
So that's why quite often, even though depression is more prevalent in women, but men also have depression.
那不单指女人比较容易得到忧郁症，男人也会跌入这种忧郁症。
But the problem is when men have depression, men never reach out to get help.
那这相差呢，就是男人往往就不愿意自愿的去找别人来去帮助他们的忧郁症。
But a lot of women, they have this natural tendency when they have problems, they go out to get help from other people.
那女人呢，本性就是当他们有了忧郁症，他们可以比较去分享，去找帮助。
For example, if a man is depressed, he will go to the bar by himself and drink.
那举个例子来说，当一个男人忧郁症，他可能会走到那一个酒吧去买酒喝。
If a woman is depressed, she will call a friend to come to her house and they drink.
那一个女人如果她忧郁症，她可能会叫朋友过来跟她一起在家里喝酒。
But of course, which one is better? Is the woman who is depressed and bring all her friends, because her friends who does not drink or who is not depressed, then can encourage her and to help her.
那其实这样子，其实那女人的状况比较好，因为她会有朋友跟她一起喝酒，那她的朋友可能会帮助她。
Treatment for depression.
那个忧郁症的治疗方法。
Yeah, let's go to the audience. See, which kind of treatment do you know of that they treat depression?
那你们知道有什么治疗方法吗？
Okay.
维他命.
Okay. Vitamins, exercise, okay.
还有那个运动.
Yeah. Let's talk about the circular or the worldly treatment for depression.
那我们来看这世界上的方法.
What's that?
Animal.
Oh, okay. That give some kind of pets or something like that. Okay.
那就是说有动物.
What's that? Yes, medication.
是药物.
Yes, medication. Counseling. Yes.
辅导.
Yes. Okay, all those things are good, but there's one thing that usually people don't think about. That in early years is very predominant on this, right? So biological treatment. This includes electroconvulsive.
Okay.
I see people go in and get shock therapy.
那这个方法就是比较治疗方法比较少人知道，就是说他们用一种化学的那种电疗来去治疗你的忧郁症。
Of course, these people who really, really depressed, right? They would go to this kind of electroconvulsive.
那这种严重的忧郁症，他们会试用这种电疗的方法。
But nowadays, it's not so popular anymore.
那今天这个方法不是很受用。
I mean, nowadays, they shock your depression out of you. That's what they do. fast, and then all your depression is gone now, you know? No, really, that's what it is. That's what it is.
对, 这方法就是不是太有效就是了。
I mean, of course, I mean, if you get shocked, I mean, what kind of side effect would you have?
那你们想一想, 如果用电疗, 用那个电来去整你的身体的话, 那你可能会有一种副作用。
Of course, quite often, you kill your brain cell, too.
有时这种电疗会杀了你的脑细胞。
I mean, at least it's bad in the olden days. You know, in the olden days, you know, when people are depressed, and you know what they do? Like, I mean, I'm talking about olden days.
那我说以前, 好久以前, 他们怎么电疗呢?
I mean, they would cut a piece of your skull open and take something out, right? Because they believe that part of your brain is making you depressed.
他们以前的很久以前的方法就是说, 古老方法就是说他们会割了你的头皮, 然后开了你的口骨, 就把一部分的脑拿出来, 因为他们相信那部分的脑, 可能引起你的那个忧郁症。
It's not only for depression, they do that for everything.
他们其实不只是治疗, 忧郁症, 还有很多病状, 他们也是这样子来治疗。
If you get a chance to go to Boston, go to Boston Harvard Medical School. They have these all these like these old ways how to treat people and stuff with problems. Yeah, and one of them is like, yeah, a hammer and a chisel. Just hammer your skull and take a piece out.
那如果你们有机会去哈佛大学, 你们可以去看他们的博物馆, 有摆放那些古老的医疗方式, 很多那些, 开头皮, 那个头骨啦, 那些用具, 都会在那边摆放。
Now they want to be more humane. Instead of taking a piece of skull out, they just, you know, shock your brain.
那现在呢, 他们虽然不会用, 看你们的头皮, 头骨来, 来电, 来拿你们的脑袋, 那现在他们会用电疗来去电你的头脑。
And also this research also being done to use light for the treatment of depression.
他们也用一种, 就是, 用光来去治疗你的那个忧郁症。
So why do you think light will help your depression?
那为什么光疗可以帮助忧郁症?
Think about this, right? If you go to a romantic dinner, you're not going to have bright light shine on you.
Because
that's not romantic. A bright light is only those who try to escape from prison or something like that, shine your light upon you, right?
因为太亮的光就是说你要问那个罪犯，他就是要审问他。
No, that is very true. I see light really can bring a different mood to people.
光线的调和可以使人的情绪变化。
Of course, nowadays with all different kind of colors of lights also.
因为现在的光是现在的光很多不同的颜色。
So that's why when we're talking about, you know, different lights, when, for example, if you go to a casino,
譬如说你们去一个赌博馆,
what is the lighting is like?
那个赌场的那个亮光是怎么样?
Yeah, anyone you ever been to casino before? Yes. Yes.
对.
Actually, the light is not dim in the casino.
哦，你们其实在那个赌场是那个光不是暗暗的。
Because they don't want you to fall asleep.
因为他不要你们就是打个睡。
But the light is bright but soft.
但他们的光其实是蛮亮的, 但就是柔和的亮光。
So that make you feel very comfortable. You sit there, you feel like this is sunshine, right? This is sunshine.
你会在里面坐着, 你会觉得你很舒服, 好像你在阳, 那个阳光之下。
And the light is not so intrusive in the sense that like it is brightening on you, but actually it's very soft. And then all the wall stuff, mostly, you know, something is very bright, like white, yellowish, something like that. So it makes you feel so comfortable.
他们比较内似白黄的那种柔和的光线，使你觉得很舒服。
So for example, which state has the most which state are the most depressed?
那你们知道美国哪一个州是最忧郁？
Yes, Seattle. Why?
为什么？
Yes, it's always dark and dreary, right? It's because there's no light.
因为西雅图常常下雨，因此那边比较光线比较低。
So of course, if you have too much light, if you have like 6 months of daylight, then of course you become so depressed too, because you cannot sleep and things like that, right?
但反过来说，但是如果你得了太多的阳光的话，你太六个月长的阳光的话，你也是会觉得忧郁的。But
really amazingly that the natural light for people bring them joyfulness.
让我们知道自然的光线会使人的那个使人比较喜乐。
Just think of yourself when you're on your way to work and all of a sudden it's raining and it's dreary and it's dark. It's like, oh,
那你想象你自己开车去上班的时候，到突然间下雨很暗，你会觉得很低落。
If the sun is out, you walk out, you like, you know, stick your chest out, right? Because the sun is out, you know, you cannot walk like this and like, oh, the sun is out. No.
你出来一见到阳光，你就觉得很舒服，你就比较有精神。
So of course, no. Or this is just, you know, some of the treatments.
那这是以前的那种治疗方法。
Good medication.
那用药物。
Useful for relative symptoms, they include antidepressant, and usually administered through trial and error to see which medication dosage are beneficial to particular patients.
那这种用药物，他们是只是可以去让你的那个症状比较没那么，就是去让你觉得比较舒服。 但而且这个会使你的那一个忧郁没那么严重，但这往往呢就是用来治疗，它并不是真的能可以治确认说可以治疗你的忧郁症。
No, the biological makeup of human beings are so unique.
那我们每个人的那个化学是蛮特殊的。
And from culture to culture is also very unique.
那不同的文化呢，也使我们的背景、我们的内在也不一样。
A quick example.
比如一个例子,
when I was in Africa,
当我在非洲,
one of the sisters, she was really, really sick.
有一个姐妹非常, 得了重病,
so during that time, like, I gave her airborne. Like this airborne. This airborne is medication, a medicine.
Airborne, okay. 那我带了那个药物。
And for any of us, you just take it and you just feel okay. You know, I mean, if it doesn't work, it doesn't work. But for her, I almost killed her.
那个airborne维他命C，通常我们吃，就算没有作用，我们也不会没有什么问题。但是那个姐妹，我给她吃，她差不多要止气了。
Her system completely rejected the whole thing. She was thrown up for several days.
那当她一吃了这个airborne这个维他命C，她的身体就反作用，就一直在呕吐，甚至差不多要死。
And for example, in Africa, almost all of them cannot eat green mango.
那在非洲差不多每一个人都不能吃那一个还没有熟的芒果
and make them really really sick
因为青芒果可以使他们
and for us it's very strange like what do you mean you cannot eat green mango
那我们就觉得奇怪 因为我们可以吃 他们不能吃
you know the only time they eat mango is what when do they eat their mango
他们几时才可以吃青芒果
only when the mango fall off the tree
他们吃芒果是只可以在那掉落在地上熟了
so when do mango fall off the tree usually In the daytime or nighttime?
是早上还是晚上?
You guys from Asia should know, right?
亚洲人应该知道。
A lot of mangoes fall during the nighttime.
你知道芒果是晚上掉在地上的。
So at nighttime, all of a sudden you hear like from tree, then you hear all people running out to get the mango. It's very strange, but that is the culture. That is the culture.
就是在那边，往往晚上一听到芒果掉下来，很多晚上就会去捡芒果。
So when me and Pastor Cole eat green mango, they look at us, wow, you guys like Superman.
所以当我和那棵传道在吃那个还没有熟的青芒果，他们觉得我们是超人。
And then we think these people are starving to death, but they're not willing to eat green mango.
那边的人这么饥饿，但不愿意吃青芒果。
Because the system is very different.
因为他们的系统,
there's no way you can make medication that is artificial that can fit to a human body that's like a template, like, oh, this for everybody. There's no way.
So 我们是没有办法，这个社会是没有办法制造一种药物是可以适合任何一个种族一个人用的。
Because, you know, God is not created in such a way.
因为我们知道, 这药物并不是这样子,
so I know many patients who take medication, you know, they have hair loss.
那我们知道有人吃药有副作用,头发掉落。
And sometimes they have numbness to side their face.
那有些人吃了药,他们半脸会没有感觉。
Sometimes their eyes become blurry.
于是他们眼视线会被影响。
Some of them cannot sleep, cannot eat, so many signs.
有时会不能睡觉,很多不同的副作用。
If possible, don't take any kind of medication if it's really possible.
我觉得如果你们可以避免的话，尽量不要吃药物。
Go to Jay Hua, Jay Hua, all the natural stuff. That stuff is better.
你们就去找杰华弟兄，他就用你们的。
Even though it tastes like, doesn't taste good, but it's good for you. It's natural.
他会给你吃那些就是比较。 不是药物做的药。
When I think about it, I'm still traumatized by the taste. Right? When I talk about it, like, oh. You know, yeah, I can feel to my whole body.
所以想起结果，因为我吃的药，我也是蛮难吃的。
Yeah. So also psychotherapy.
那也有一种就是心理的辅导方法。
And for me, I think you know psychotherapy is my favorite way of treatment for those who are depressed.
对我来说，心理辅导是最好的方式。
Because psychotherapy is inclined to more God's teaching.
因为心理辅导是最接近神的教导。
No, talking with a trained therapist can be effective in treating certain depressions.
因为如果病人跟这一个受过训练的辅导员讲话的话，他就会减轻他的那个忧郁。
And this is very true.
这是
是蛮对的。 Because God created human being to be social being. Social being, this means you interact one another.
那神创造我们人，我们人就是会互用，就是有这个社交的这种本质。
Really, especially when you talk to someone who's very godly.
而且，比如说你特别就是跟那个一个很信心非常很好的人来讲话。
Very positive about life.
那一个人他对生活很正面的来看。
Very joyful about life.
非常喜乐。
When you talk to them, even though even just talking to them, you when you get up from your conversation, you feel like wow. I feel better.
往往你跟这样这人来讲话的话，你会受到他的影响，会觉得你已经
And of course, there's a lot of quack out there too, right? Mental therapists, not everyone, you know, they are good at their work. And sometimes, of course, especially if you go to, you know, a non-Christian therapist, quite often, yeah, they wouldn't do justice to what's going on with you in your life.
那偏偏呢，你不是很容易找到就是。 很好的那个心理辅导家，特别是那些不是基督徒的。
So it's much better to, you know, for me, it's much better to find someone who are Christians, who also are therapists, and even, you know, among our brothers and sisters.
对我来说，最好是找一个得过正常训练的一个基督徒，最好还是我们弟兄姐妹来做我们的心理辅导员。
Okay. And this therapy, psychotherapies include.
那这个辅导呢？心理辅导包括
a cognitive therapy
那就是
cognitive to do with our mind. Yeah,
你可以去认同认知的一种辅导方式。
So that is aimed to help the patient recognize and change negative thinking patterns that contribute to depression.
那这种方式可以帮助病人。 去认知，然后去改变他们的这种负面的想法。
So in other words, that you know, when a person think about certain things, then you want to change the way they think.
那往往这个病人会很负面的想法的话，你要去尝试去改变他这种观念。
Okay, the next one.
下一个。
Interpersonal therapy.
那这个就是负面交际的那一种辅导方式。
So now in terms of, you know, relating to others or socializing with others.
那就是教导他们怎么来去跟别人相处，来去交际。
So interpersonal therapy focuses on dealing most effectively with other people, improve relationship, can reduce depressive symptoms.
那是专注在教导他们怎么去更加有效的来去跟别人相处。
And this is also very important.
这个是非常重要，可以帮助他们去减低他们的这个忧郁症。
Now, a lot of people who are very sociable and they're very outgoing, stuff like that, actually, very few of them are depressed.
那往往是一个很活泼，然后很正面那些人，他们比较难会跌入这个忧郁症的状况。
Because as they interact with different people, a lot of people, you know, indirectly would encourage them, will help them, and also for them, if they help others, also make them feel joyful.
因为他们常常跟别人一起交际嘛，因此他们很乐意的跟别人分享他们的心态，因此他们比较难跌入这种忧郁状况。
But what are the problems with all this, you know, treatment?
那这些 辅导方式有什么不好的副作用呢？
Is man-made.
这一些方式都是人创造的。
Of course, men, we really don't know other men.
但我们知道人并不能完全了解另一个人。
And as human beings, we really don't understand the, you know, the origin of the problem.
那往往人类有限制，我们不知道我们主要的病因。
So even though all this treatment, of course, it can be beneficial to people.
虽然我们知道这种方式可能可以帮助别人,
but on the end, what a therapist do with this kind of treatment, just put a bandage over a wound.
但我们知道，但这种辅导方式就好像把膏药布铺在一个人的那个创处的那个伤口一样而已。
But they never go to the root of the problem.
但这个往往只是治疗他们的皮外伤，不能治疗他们的根。
So that's why if you talk to a person, I mean, I have clients that I saw for 10 years.
那比如说我有病人已经跟我复疗了大概10年。
They were depressed on the first day I saw them, and they were depressed on the last day I saw them.
从第一天到最后一天我看他们，他们还是一样的忧郁。
Because any kinds of disorder is very difficult to get rid of.
那这种病因这种不寻常的那个忧郁是非常难的解克除的。
But what is the main purpose of the treatment actually is to sustain them, not to be suicidal and not to be homicidal. That is the main. Those are the two main goals.
那我当时帮助他们的两个主要的那个动机，就是希望他们不要自杀，不能伤人，不能伤己。
So we do have a little time. Do we have any questions?
那我们还有一点时间，有没有什么问题？
Any questions?
什么问题？
Any question about any of this? The treatment?
任何问题？ 关于这些治疗方法。
Yes.
Mm-hmm. 那这些病人如果他们有人来找你治疗，他们的病状，这忧郁病状可能会再重复吗？
Yeah. So if you say the person come back again, actually the depression never leave in the first place.
那如果你说重复再回复的话，就是说本来这个病状根本都没有离开他们。
Depression always going to be there.
这个忧郁症一直都在跟随他们。
But what therapies or what treatment do to depression is to repress it.
那这辅导员他们主要的能帮助他们就是尽量压制他们的忧郁症。
Then all a person depressed needs is certain things that happen in their life, about this, about that. For example, when a person is so depressed because they break up with their spouse, for example.
那比如说，因为往往他们这种面对忧郁症的人，通常都有不好的事情发生在他们的生活里，比如说他们离婚。They can
be very happy driving their car.
他们可能在开车的时候非常开心。
All of a sudden, they hear a song.
那突然间，他们听到一首歌。
They didn't usually listen, with the one that they love.
可能这首歌是以前他跟他的 他的太太还是他的配偶听过的。
And that song can put them into depression again.
那这种歌一听到的话，就会引起他们的忧郁症。
Because you really never get rid of depression.
因为忧郁症是很难根除的。
Only in Christ Jesus.
只有在主耶稣基督里。
And that's, that's the most wonderful thing. And that's one of the reason why I want to become a pastor.
那就是主要原因为什么我要成为一个传道人。
For example, disorders, including depression, post-traumatic stress disorder, any kind of disorder, is just like a wall that is cracked.
那刚才我跟你们分享过的这些病因，这种忧郁症的病状，就好像墙上的裂痕。
And the reason the wall is cracked, because the foundation has shifted. Most times like that.
为什么墙会裂，是因为它的根基没有建好。
And most treatment in the world always deal with patching up the cracks.
那这世界上的治疗方法只是治疗的那个墙上的裂痕而已。
But with our Lord Jesus Christ, we can go down to the foundation and fix the foundation so the crack can never happen again.
那结果主耶稣呢，我们是医治他的根底的问题，因此他的裂痕就不会发生。
And that's why our Lord Jesus Christ is a wonderful counselor.
因此我们的主耶稣基督是最佳的辅导员。
Any other questions?
还有其他问题？
Any question about treatment? Or more into details about treatment?
还有问题吗？
Okay. If not, let's just take a 10-minute break, and then we'll go to our final phase. This is the phase you want to, right? Overcoming depression through faith in Jesus.
那没有问题，我们休息十分钟，然后再继续去查考，我们用我们的信仰来去帮助我们的忧郁症。
Let's bow and pray, sir.
请默祷。
Amen. Let's come back in 10 minutes.
那十分钟再回来。
Huh? Oh, maybe they laughed, yeah.
They go inside, just laugh. Uh-huh. They just try to laugh it off. Have any of your patients tried it before?
No. Of course, it's hypnotic. hypnosis and then through hypnosis make them laugh and stuff like that.
I don't know. 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 I don't about human the ability to be more part of what God has created us, but God knows it is for us.
Before we start, let's bow and pray in silence.
在我们开始还没开始之前，请大家低头默祷。
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Name is Christ. We commence our last session of this special topic.
Hallelujah. 奉耶稣圣名，我们开始这个最后一节的这个忧郁症的这个课。
Let's all rise and sing Hymn 163.
请起立唱诗163首。
163.
163首。
When peace like a river attended my way, when Hallelujah, name is Christ. We commence our last session of this special topic, Overcoming Depression. Earlier, Heather, she was talking to me.
之前呢, Heather 跟我说,
so she wanted me, I just want to make it clear to all of you, if any one of you is on medication, don't get off medication. I'm not telling you to stop your medication. Because if you need medication, if you want to stop, you go consult your doctor, right? I'm not a doctor. Even if I was a doctor, you should not, because I have no idea what's going on with you, right? So you should go to your own doctor.
即使我是医生，我不是你的主治医生，所以你必须要找你主治医生来停药。
But what I'm trying to stress, you must do your best not to take any kind of medication if you can.
所以我的意思是说，你尽量可以不要吃药就不要吃药。
And for me, sometimes I do take Advil for my migraine.
所以对我来讲，有时候呢，我会吃 Advil 来解决我这个偏头痛。
And I take Advil for migraine when my migraine is so severe, I really could not handle anymore, right? I cannot pray, I cannot read. And then, oh yes, I take Advil too.
所以有时候呢，我的偏头痛影响到我不能祷告，不能读经，所以我就去吃这个Advil这个药。
Because remember, even all this medication made by people, but God moved people's heart to make this kind of stuff.
我们知道所有的药物是人做的，但是是神感动人来制作这个药物。
You know, if you have a chemical imbalance in your brain,
如果在你的脑袋当中呢, 有这个化学的不平衡,
and then, and make you depressed,
然后导致你呢,
then,
有这个忧郁症,
of course, you know, a good way also is take medication to balance your chemicals.
有一个所以一个好的方法就是利用药物来就是平衡这个身体的
But if you can just kneel down and pray to God,
但是如果你可以跪下来祷告,
and it's according to your own faith,
然后是借着你自己的信心,
if you feel that you have faith enough for God to balance your chemical in your brain, then it's your faith.
如果你有信心, 神会让你, 这个头脑里面的化学可以平衡, no, 那是你的信心。
Of course, if you go to our brothers and sisters in Africa, for example,
但是如果你去到我们, 非洲的, 去遇见我的, 我们非洲的弟兄姐妹,
when they are sick, what is their first thought?
他们第一件事是想到的是什么?
Do they go to the doctors?
他们会去找医生吗?
Their first thought is never go to the doctors.
他们第一件考虑的事情不会去找医生。
And that is the culture they live in.
这就是他们活的这个传统。
And what is their first thought?
他们想的第一件事是什么?
They must pray to God.
他们必须向神祷告。
First, they don't have money to go to the doctors.
第一，他们没有这个金钱去看医生。
And after, if you are sick, you go to the hospital, you become more sick.
在非洲如果你生病你到医院去找医生
Because a lot of hospitals are very dirty.
因为这些医院是非常脏的。
So when you have this kind of faith,
如果你有这种信心,
I'm telling you, God will be the one healing you.
神就是治疗你的一个医生。
But if you don't have that kind of faith,
如果你没有这种信心的话,
then take the medication.
就吃药。
Right? Then do whatever you need to do, right? To you feel again, make you feel better.
做你该做的, 让你自己身体的状况,
so for me as a minister,
所以作为一个这个, 教会的职,
we have to do everything in our best to rely on God.
我们会尽一切的力量来,
for example, our churches in America. Have you heard anyone who died and resurrected?
我们有听过在美国有人死了而复活。
In our church, have you heard anyone who died and resurrected?
所以在我们教会, 美国教会, 听到有人死了又复活了吗?
I haven't heard any in America.
在美国我并没有听过。
Now when you go to Ghana,
但是如果你去加拿的话,
I know 7 people who died and resurrected.
我知道那边有信徒死了又复活。
And I interviewed each one of them. Actually, I'm sorry, I interviewed 5 out of 7.
然后那边有七个人，我已经访问了五个。
So that's why, you know, for us, we do everything according to our faith.
所以对于我们来说，我们是 根据我们的信心来行事。
If we are sick, we want to go to a doctor. Thank God, go to the doctor. It's okay. There's nothing wrong with that.
如果我们生病的话，我们就去找医生，那并不是错的一件事。
But if that doctor, you know, be able to help you,
如果那个医生有办法来协助你,
of course you give him thanks.
然后你就感谢他。
But you give glory to God.
但是你把一切荣耀归给神。
Because God is the one that moves in their hearts, give them the wisdom to do what they need to do to help you.
因为这个神，他们是借着神帮助你，因为
So, does anyone understand that?
所以你们大家了解吗?
I make sure, you know, whatever medication stuff you're on, stay on it. Go consult your doctor, whoever is guiding the medication before you stop, right? Because it can really harm you too when you stop it.
所以如果你现在在吃药的话,如果你想停,你必须要找你的主治医生跟他讨论这件事情。
But right now, if you're not on medication,
如果你现在没有在吃药
and you have some kind of ailment, this and that, and you feel you're sad, you feel you're depressed, pray to God, give God a chance to work in your life first.
你是可以看，如果你真的感觉到忧郁的话，而且你还没有开始吃药，你就先祷告给神有这个机会来做工作。
Because I myself was depressed before I came to Christ.
在我还没来到基督面前的时候，我本身也是有忧郁症。
Course, not only I had depression, I also had post-traumatic stress disorder.
所以我不单只有这个忧郁症，而且我是有就是严重
PTSD, right? PTSD
就是。一件事情影响我的心情的一种过这件事情发生过影响我的事情。
Why? Because how I was raised when I was young, I went through so many trauma and so many difficult situations.
因为在我年轻的时候，我经历了非常多的逼迫，所以我有这种状况。
And then of course, and then when I become a therapist and I listen to all people's problems, I also become depressed.
所以作为一个辅导家呢。我听了别人的这些非常忧郁的事件，我本身也得了忧郁症。
You know, I mean, my work is in New England, and I know all the best therapists in New England.
我的工作是在新英格兰，但而且我认识那里的人。
And for me, I'm telling you, I'm not boasting, but I was one of those guys that know how to treat PTSD and depression.
所以呢，我不是在这里夸口，但是我是在那里其中一个非常会治疗这些忧郁症的这些群众。
But after 15 years being a therapist, none of my clients were cured.
但是而且协助这些后遗症的人，但是15年过后，没有我的客人，没有一个人是得到医治。
But meanwhile, many people refer their clients from Maine, from New Hampshire, from Rhode Island, whatever. They refer them to me.、Right?
但是很多人都把他们的这些病人都推荐给我。
So in all my co-workers, we are the, you know, they call the Department of Mental Health.
所以我在一个这个精神病院的这个部门来做工。
And this is the Department of Health that take care of all, you know, of for example, all Massachusetts.
然后这一个部门呢是管辖整个马州
的病人。And all the top therapists, you know, we form this group, and when we go out and do, you know, and train other therapists, how to work with people. You know, 5 minutes, we make $300. That's how, you know, famous we became, right, during that time.
所以当时的我们这里这非常有名的这个治疗医师呢，会成立一个协会，然后去到外面去给人家讲课，然后每五分钟我们可以赚取300元。
But the saddest thing is that all of us have symptoms of depression.
但是最讽刺的就是我们每个人都有这个忧郁症的这个症状。
So please don't get me wrong. If you feel to go talk to a therapist and you feel they help you, by all means go.
所以如果你可以找一个治疗医师，然后你跟他，你可以缓解你的症状，你就去。
And if you take medication, you feel the medication help you, do it.
如果你吃这个药物呢，它可以缓解你的症状，你就。
But if you want truly to remove your depression, your sickness, you must come to Christ.
但是如果你希望你的忧郁症可以根治的话，你必须来到耶稣基督。
If a person who does not come to Christ, they never completely remove any kind of sickness that they have.
如果一个人没有到耶稣基督面前，他没办法根治他所有的症状。
Of course, they can feel better.
他们可以感觉到比较好。
Feeling better doesn't mean to remove the sickness.
虽然你感觉比较好，但是不代表你把这个病症根治。
Since you guys know me, you ever see me feeling sad or feeling sorrowful?
所以你们看到我有感觉到我是。
No, really, this is that. A true testimony.
所以你看到我感觉到非常忧郁吗？其实这个我本身就是一个很好的见证。
And my wife always asked me, "Rudy, don't you get sick of smiling? Don't you feel so tired from smiling all the time?"
So
what she said to me, right?
所以我的太太常常问我，你不会感觉到你常常这样子笑的话，你会觉得很厌恶吗？
And several times we went to Hawaii, so I was swimming in the water in the ocean, and they took picture. I was smiling while I was swimming in under the ocean.
所以好几次，当我在这个夏威夷的这个海中游泳的时候。他们在海水里面拍我的照片，我都是在那边笑。
So that's why I know what it's like when Jesus Christ truly removed the sickness from you.
所以，我真正本身可以经历过神如何把这个我的症状根治。
Now before I came to Christ,
当我还没来信耶稣基督之
前 I used to have post-traumatic stress disorder.
所以我有这个后遗症。
So in other words, every time I sleep, I would have nightmares. I would have dreams.
所以每天晚上当我睡觉的时候，我都会有这个噩梦。
And a lot of loud noises, you know, would disturb me when I'm driving, even via siren and things like that.
所以在我开车的时候，我会听到这些声音。
But now I tell you, I sleep very soundly.
现在我跟你说,
when I'm driving, I'm at the most peace. I'm very calm, you know, yes.
当我开车的时候,
and for me, I know there's no way I can do that of myself. Because I had my co-workers who are best at, you know, at treating PTSD and treating depression, but they couldn't help me.
因为我知道我的同工呢，他们非常，他们很这个治疗这个忧郁症，还有这个后遗症是非常了得，但是他们没办法协助我。
A leper can never change his spot.
就好比这个豹没办法换取他的身上的这些。
But the one who created the leprosy can change his spot.
但是制造这个豹的这个创造者，他可以换取他身上的这个。
The same thing with you and I.
跟对你我也是一样。
Of course, you can try to paint the leper all one color. You can do that.
当然，你可以把这个豹呢，用一种颜色把它完全涂黑。
But the spot can be under that painting.
但是这个点呢，这个豹的这个点还是在他的身上。
But this is according to our faith. According to our faith.
这个是借着我们信心的这个程度。
So please, if you need to take medication, take medication. If you want to go to a doctor, please go to the doctor.
如果你需要吃掉物的话，你就吃药。 如果你需要去寻找医生，你就去寻找医生。
But ultimately, we hope that every one of us have this great faith that Jesus Christ, the one will heal us.
但是对于大家，我是建议大家是每个人都是靠着自己的信仰，自己的信心来寻找耶稣基督。
Yes, sir.
So PTSD 创伤后压力症候群。 是指人们在遭遇特定的创伤事件后产生心理或身体的症状。所谓创伤事件是指自己或目睹他人生命遭受威胁或造成身心严重伤害的特殊事件。这些事件包括经历战争、天然灾害、遭受肢体攻击或性侵犯。 或目睹他人死亡等或虐待等等，而受到以上数事件影响之后，个体可能在短期内、长期时间或一段时间后，当时创伤事件中想法或情绪维持性的出现，过去创伤画面不自主在脑海中重现，产生睡眠障碍。 失忆、易怒、情感麻痹、极度警觉、易受惊吓，或是刻意回避、隐创、发创伤、回忆人士等症状。
Okay, so you guys traumatized yet?
Very serious.
Very serious. So what, how does the translation PTSD into Chinese? What is it?
It basically says that a person who has witnessed a car accident or a witness in a war or witnessed somebody almost die or has been raped, and one of the things is also basically near-death experience, and yeah. when the person who experienced or see this or witness this come to when they were to go after they see this, they become traumatized.
Yeah.
And sometimes anything that is very similar happened, they will invoke this kind of memory.
Yes, yeah. So actually, you know, and the people resiliency or tolerance are different from each person to others. Right?
所以对于每一个人呢，他对于这些事件的这个resiliency，就是抵抗力呢，有不同的程度。
Yeah, so Jesus addressed many issues that depressed people.
所以耶稣呢，他有就是解决很多人很多这些可以对人产生忧郁的事情。
So among many things that can make people depressed, that there are such things as, first one, guilt for sin committing in the past.
所以很多事情让人忧郁的，其中一个就是对于以前犯过的罪而感觉到非常的。
I think now, I think when you and I read all these things, then we can relate it to really quickly, right, Christian.
所以我们当我们读这些，我们比较容易可以了解。
Now, sometimes when you and I feel sad and we feel sorrowful, actually because we have committed some kind of sin in the past.
所以当我们感觉到非常忧郁的时候，是可能我们之前呢有做过一串的一些罪。
And of course, the people who do not know Jesus Christ.
那些不认识耶稣基督的。
So when they feel this kind of depression, they don't know where it's from, but but we know that it's from the sin of Adam and Eve.
所以当这些人呢有忧郁症的时候，他们不知道这忧郁症的这些这个根是在哪里。
Remember, depression is just like any other weaknesses that we are born with.
所以其实这个忧郁症是我们每个人所出生所带有的这种一个弱点。
Really, some people are born, they have the tendency to lie, you know, all the time.
所以有些人呢，他出生他有这个。
And some people born who have a tendency to drink a lot, or to gamble a lot. So of course the Bible explains all these things, right? Because you and I are born in sin. So every one of us have our weaknesses. So we cannot treat depression to be something so abnormal. Actually, it's very normal when it comes to the human psyche.
其实呢，这个，所以我们不能把忧郁症当成是一个非常不寻常的事。其实它是非常寻常的。
So that's why when we say we're guilt for sin that committed in the past.
所以这些呢，是因为之前所犯罪的那种罪恶感。
And then it's also sin. Why? Because regarding one's relationship with God in the present. So in other words, if we feel like, oh, my relationship is not good with God, right? And because of this, then the way we live our life is not godly and it's not, you know, it's not pleasing to God, then we become depressed.
所以如果我们呢跟神的关系没有不好，是因为我们 我们没有做神所要的事，所以我们本来就会感觉到这种沮丧或者忧郁症。
And also sin, it can be something that, you know, we fear for what might happen in the future.
还有另外一个就是我们会惧怕以后将要发生的事情。
So we feel the present things like that because we worry about tomorrow.
我们可能是因为我们为了明天而忧郁。
Of course, that's why our Jesus Christ tells us many times, do not worry about tomorrow. Because he knows that any problems that you and I have for today is already enough for a human to, you know, to be stressful about.
因为他说,
so in other words, if you look at the reality of depression from the Bible, because no, we worry about the past, what had happened in the past.
所以如果我们从圣经来看这个忧郁症呢，我们是因为以前所发生的事情。
Then we worry about what's going on in the present.
我们也是担忧现在所发生的事情。
Then we worry about what's going on in the future.
我们也是担忧以后所将要发生的事情。
And when we do this, we bring depression upon ourselves.
所以如果我们这样行的话，我们会把这个忧郁症带给我们自己。
And that's why in short, our Lord Jesus Christ said, look, you know, no, whatever you left behind, right? Don't look back, just continue to go forward.
耶稣基督也告诉我们，如事情发生后，我们就不用往后看，我们就往前看。
And then whatever going to happen in the future, don't worry about it.
然后他也告诉我们，即将要发生的事情，就是以后的事情，也不用去为他操心。
Whatever is going on today is sufficient for you and I for today.
因为今天所要担忧的事情，已经足够我们担忧了。
No, it's very interesting.
非常，其实非常有趣。
Because all the years I was doing counseling, pertain to depression.
因为这么多年我在从事这个辅导员的时候。
And these are the three really predominant in all the people who are depressed.
这三件事呢是在那些忧郁症的这些人群里面比较重要，比较明显的事情。
Of course, but our Lord Jesus Christ, you know, also shared with us that, you know, the problem of sin through his death on the cross.
他也是谈到说，这个罪呢，这个问题呢，是借由他死在十字架上而成全。
So in other words, when we think about the wrongdoing that we have done in the past or the sin that we have committed in the past,
如果我们再回顾我们以前所做的这些罪恶的行为，
for most people in the world, they said, how can we get rid of this sin?
所以对于很多人来说，他们在思想说，我如何把这些罪恶
Because there's no solution.
因为并没有这种解决方案。
But Christ gave us a solution.
而是耶稣基督给我们了这个解决的方案。
And the solution is his death on the cross.
就是借由他死在十字架上。
So that's why when we talk to, you know, when we talk to people who live in the world,
所以我们跟这些世界上的人谈话的时候,
there's this one true seeker I was talking about baptism.
所以有一个这个
And she's been depressed for most of her life.
她一生呢, 都经历这个忧郁症。
And the reason she's depressed is because she has done many sinful things in her life.
Then
I share with her. You know, when you are baptized,
你知道当你, 接受洗礼后,
you are born again.
你是重生,
so everything from your previous life, everything that you did that is wrong, God has washed all away.
你所做的一切罪呢, 神藉由这个洗礼来洗净。
Now you have a new life in Christ.
现在你在耶稣基督有一个新的生命。
But when you have this newness life in Christ, then you must, you know, cannot continue to sin against God anymore.
当你在耶稣基督有了这个新的生命, 你不能再继续活在罪中。
You know, when I shared that with her,
当我跟她分享的时候,
her depression was cured.
当时她的这个忧郁症就, 解决了。
Amazing.
就根治了,
why? Because all these times, all she, you know, all these sin just completely weigh her down.
因为她所犯的这一切事,这些罪呢,就常常压制在她身上.
And there were times when she was so sad, and I feel that Christ cleans all your previous sins away during the baptism.
所以我告诉她说,当你洗礼的时候,神的血就把你的罪完全赦了.
And she smiled. She says, is that true?
她说,这是真的吗?
I say, yes, that's what the Bible teaches.
So, 我告诉她,这是真的,因为这是藉由圣经告诉我们。
Then she makes a sound of relief, right?
然后她就叹了气。
Then she shed tears.
然后就开始流泪。
But shed tears are saying, wow, God is so loving, God is so merciful.
然后就说,神是多么的爱人,神是多么的怜悯。
Really, and I talked to some other people who have depression.
所以我跟一些有犯有这个忧郁症的人来谈话。
And one time, because this, of course, I cannot talk religion in my, you know, therapy session.
所以当我给他们辅导的时候,
but sometimes, you know, of course, when they ask me about God,
有时候当他们问我关于神的这个,
and I remember one person I said, because she's always worried about tomorrow.
因为有一个忧郁病患者呢, 他常常为着明天而忧郁。
And I tell her, I say, why do you worry about tomorrow?
我就问到你为什么为了明天而忧郁?
Look at the birds right outside.
你看着这外面的这些鸟,
and every winter in Boston is so cold.
在这个冬天呢,是那么的冷。
But every morning the birds always, you know, awake and make a lot of noises.
但是你看这些鸟呢, 每天早上它都会起来, 然后就在那边吱吱地叫。
And I feel that God view you to be so much more than those birds.
我说这神呢, 把你看重你过于这些鸟。
If God take care of those birds, God will also take care of you.
如果神呢, 会照顾这些鸟, 祂更会照顾你。
I only mention that, then it just click in her head, right? All those, you know, times she worry about the future, it clicked and God just healed her just like that.
所以我当时这样跟他讲的话, 他就立即了, 他就醒了过来, 然后他的忧郁症就这样, 这样根治了。
That's for me, I'm a true believer in God's word and God's spirit.
所以对我来讲, 我是真正相信神的话, 神的灵的人。
Because God's word is like a double-edged sword.
因为神的话, 就好像两刃的剑。
When we speak, it pierces people's hearts.
因为当我们谈话的, 当我们讲的时候, 他会, 刺入人的心。
Then he also teaches us to pray and maintain a healthy relationship with him.
他也是告诉我们来跟神, 常常的祷告, 来保持一个良好的关系。
When in other words, what does he say? He say what? Come to me for therapy, right? Communicate with me, talk with me.
所以耶稣基督告诉我们, 让我们去跟他常常的聊天, 来这是一种, 这是一种治疗。
You know, in therapy, you know, when a person comes to see me for therapy, usually it's 50-minute session.
当有人来跟我, 来找寻我来治疗的时候,是一个50分钟的一个时间。
Of course, usually it's an hour session, but you use the 10 minutes to write your notes.
所以, 我们需要花一个小时到10分钟来, 我们要做笔记。
So there's 50 minute sessions.
所以这50分钟呢?
Of course, the first 3 sessions you must talk a lot, you must, you know, share with the person. But after the 3rd session, for example,
所以前三次的这个治疗呢, 我们必须要花时间去跟他, 聊。
那过了3次呢? You know, when a client comes to talk to me, our 50 minutes, you think how many minutes do I speak?
如果这个病人来寻我谈话, 50分钟之内, 你觉得我会讲, 讲多少句话?
What do you think? How many?
你觉得我会讲多少句话?
Yeah. Actually, 5-10 minutes.
我会说5到10分钟.
Really? And amazingly, that's what we found out all these years, that actually, as As a good therapist, all you need to do is sit there and listen.
所以作为一个辅导师呢，我知道我所知道的就是，我只要坐在那里聆听他们所讲的一些。
So that's why when we pray to God, quite often God does not speak back to us, right? But we have to have the faith that God is listening.
所以很多时候，当我们祷告是神不会。没有跟我们讲话，所以我们要有这个信心，神在听我们讲话。
So really, if you are down and out, if you feel sad, then kneel down and pray. Really kneel down and pray.
所以如果你感觉到非常沮丧的时候，最好的就是跪下来祷告。
You do not need to have a 50-minute session. Half an hour is fine.
你不需要花50分钟，你只要花半个小时就足够了。
When you get out of your prayer, it's a guarantee that you feel better.
所以如果你祷告半个小时之后呢，敢保证你一定会感觉比较好。
But all your problems are going to go at one prayer, but you continue to pray and continue to talk to the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以当时呢，你的问题并不能完全解决，但是你可以继续的向神祷告。
And that is really that is the best therapy.
这是最好的这个医疗方法。
And after you kneel down and pray,
当你跪下祷告
，you don't need to pay.
你也不需要还钱
It's free.
是免费的
And your heart will be so joyful.
然后你的心是多么的喜乐
And God is also joy, so joyful.
神也同时也是那么喜乐
Quite often when a patient talks to me after I talk to them, I become very depressed. I'm not so joyful.
所以很多时候呢，当这个病人跟我讲论了这一切的时候，我感觉到非常沮丧
But God, he loves us to talk to him.
但是神呢，很喜悦我们跟他谈话
When you think about this, it's a win-win situation.
其实你想一想这个治疗方案是一个双赢的一个方案。
So God also gave us hope and promise concerning the future.
神呢也是给我们这个希望，还有他也是就是答应我们关于这个未来。
Through His resurrection and the return.
借着他的这个复活，还有借他以后要回来接我们回天家。
Now remember, we talk about Lord Jesus Christ. He is three types of shepherd.
所以当我们谈到耶稣基督，他是三种不同的牧羊人。
And you made the connection to this type a shepherd, right? A person who take care of his sheep.
所以如果我们说牧羊人是一个就是照顾好他的羊群的一个人。
What kind of first kind of shepherd he is?
所以第一个特征，他是怎样的一个牧羊人？
Yes, he's a good shepherd.
他是一个好牧人。
A good shepherd does what for his sheep?
好牧人为他的羊做什么呢？
Die for his sheep. Let's go to John.
我们看约翰福音书，好牧羊人会为他的羊而死。
John chapter 10.
约翰福音第十章。
John chapter 10.
约翰福音第十章。
Verse 11.
第十一节
John chapter 10 verse 11
约翰福音书第十章第十一节
I am the good shepherd The good shepherd gave his life for the sheep
我是好牧人好牧人为羊舍命
So here As a good shepherd He gave his life He died for his sheep
所以耶稣说我是好牧人好牧人为羊舍命
But that's why when we talk about The sin that we have previously And the sin that we have now Our Lord Jesus Christ a good shepherd He died for our sin already
所以如果我们刚才说我们以前所犯的罪现在所犯的罪神耶稣基督已经为我们的罪而死了
So that's why when he died on the cross
当他在十字架上牺牲的时候
What happened to the veil That separated the holiest to the holy What happened to it
然后这个关于这个幔子分割这个圣所和至圣所
It's divided It's split
这个幔子呢就裂成一半
And then what the book of author Hebrews say Now we can boldly Right Boldly Go through Jesus Christ himself
所以这个希伯来的作者怎样说呢他说我们可以放胆的就进入这个至圣所
And this is the hope that you and I have
这是你和我的这个希望
So that's why even though the Bible say All have sinned and fall short of God's glory That is before our Lord Jesus Christ Died for us on the cross
所以之前圣经也是告诉我们所有的人都已经欠缺了神的荣耀但是在我们还没有赦罪之前
But now we have the image and likeness of God
但是我们现在有神的这个形象
Can you imagine if you have the image and likeness of God Can you be depressed if you have image and likeness of God
如果我们现在有神的形象我们会有抑郁症吗
You cannot
我们不会有抑郁症
But it must take faith
但是这必须要有这个
And what kind of second What kind of shepherd is he
我们再看他又是怎样的一个牧人呢
What kind of shepherd is he second
第二他是怎样的一个牧人
So he's a good shepherd, and then what? What else?
他是一个好牧人，还有什么呢？
What's that? Okay, sheep know his voice, but But they describe Jesus Christ to be three different types of shepherds.
他是说 羊会听他的声音, 但是圣经有说他是另外一种牧羊人。
First, he's a good shepherd.
他是一个好牧人。
And second, he's a what? Shepherd. Okay, yeah, he knows his sheep, but that's not kind of shepherd, right? He's a good shepherd. Now let's go to Hebrews chapter 13.
我们看希伯来书的第13章。
Hebrews chapter 13, verse 20 and verse 21.
希伯来书13:20-21节。
Hebrews chapter 13, verse 20-21.
希伯来书13:20-21节。
Now may the God of peace, who brought up our Lord Jesus from the dead, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, verse 22. 21, I'm sorry.
21节.
Make you complete in every good work to do his will, working you what is well pleasing in his sight, through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. So we see these two verses. What kind of shepherd is he here? He's a great shepherd. What's the difference between a good shepherd and a great shepherd according to these two verses? A great shepherd is what?
大牧人是怎样?
Is what? They say, what does he do here?
所以大牧人呢，他的举动是什么?
A great shepherd, he resurrects from the dead.
大牧人呢，是从死里复活。
So what? So he can complete the, you know, how we live our life in the present.
所以让我们可以成全我们在这个现今呢。
That's why verse 21 says, make you complete in every good work to do his will.
所以在这22节。 21节谈到在各样善事上成全你们，叫你们遵行他的旨意。
So now in the past was taken care by the good shepherd.
所以我们以前的这个罪呢是被这个好牧羊人。
And in the present is taken care by the great shepherd.
好牧羊人帮助了。现在我们现在呢，现今呢是借着这个大牧羊人的协助。
And what about the third characteristic of a shepherd? The last one, what kind of shepherd is he?
然后最后呢，这个牧羊人的特征是什么？第三个特征。
Remember, Jesus Christ is a good shepherd, a great shepherd. There's one more.
所以耶稣基督是好牧羊人，他也是大牧人。他还有一个特征是什么？
Yes, he's a chief shepherd.
他是主要的牧羊人。And
what does a chief shepherd will do for us?
所以这个主要的牧羊人他会为我们做什么?
Let's go to 1 Peter chapter 5.
我们看彼得前书第五章。
1 Peter chapter 5.
彼得前书第五章。
Verse 4.
第四节。
1 Peter chapter 5, verse 4.
彼得前书第五章第四节。
And when the chief shepherd appears, you receive the crown of glory that does not fade away.
到了牧长显现的时候，你们必得那永不衰残的荣耀冠冕。
So what does that mean?
所以这意味着什么?
As a great shepherd, right, he will resurrect and fulfill and sustain our life currently. And as a chief shepherd, what will he do?
所以作为大牧人呢，他可以让我们现今继续的做各样的善事。那这做牧长会发生什么事呢？
What will he do?
他会做什么？
What's that? Yes, in other words, he will come back again, right? He will come back again to take us to be with him.
所以作为牧长呢，他以后会回来，然后把我们接回去。
So take care of the worries, what's going to go on in the future, right?
所以他就解决了我们以后所要面对的问题。
He will fulfill the hope and promises that he said to us that he will return back and bring us to be with him forever.
他会成全他以前所答应我们的东西，然后会带我们回去。
So with these three thoughts alone, you and I should not be depressed.
所以有这三个牧羊的特征呢，我们就不需要有这个忧郁症。
If we are still depressed, when we know these things,
如果我们知道这一切，但是还是忧郁的话,
then we must pray more.
那我们更应该去祷告,
and really ask God to move our hearts.
求神呢，来感动我们的心,
to increase in our faith.
在我们的信仰，我们信心上来增,
because why do we have to worry about the things that's already passed?
为什么我们还要为这些已经过去的事情而忧虑呢?
Some people, they bring things back from the past 30 years ago, and then they bring from 30 years and put on top of them. Of course, they are depressed.
所以有些人把30年前的这些不愉快的事情放在他现今的肩膀上，当然他们不高兴。
And then some people, even they live in the present, they're so worried about their livelihood, they worry about this, they worry about that. But Christ said, look, you don't need to worry.
但是很多人现今呢, 他过着生活, 但是他为了明天而忧虑, 但是耶稣基督却说, 你不必为明天忧虑。
Christ gives a very simple solution.
耶稣基督给我们一个很简单的方案。
Seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness.
首先求神国神义。
And everything else will be added to you.
你所祈求的一切事情将会, 给你们。
But do we believe in this?
我们相信他的话吗?
And that's the big question.
这是, 非常大的问题。
So if Christ said, look, if you seek first His kingdom of God, His righteousness, then He will add everything. Then why not do it?
如果神说你先求神的神国神义, 其他的事情一切都会交给你,
because
那为什么你不做呢?
Often, so I'm sorry,
为什么你不要这样相信呢?
Quite often we seek for the things that He will add to you. Everything will add to you, we seek for those first. And then we become depressed.
所以很多时候我们寻求他即将要给我们的这些东西, 而且我们就感觉到忧郁了。
Seek first His kingdom of God and His righteousness, and then He add everything, then we won't be depressed.
但是如果你先求神国神义, 这一切事情呢, 他会加添给你们, 你就不会感觉到忧郁。
Any question, any thought on this?
所以你会对这些事情有什么问题吗?
Any question, thought? Yes, yes, sir. The book of Matthew, chapter 6.
然后这一节的是在马太福音第六章。
Let's see. 633.
第六章的33节。
But seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you.
你们要先求神国，你们要求他的国和他的义，这些东西都要加给你们。
And it really takes a lot of faith.
必须这个需要很大的信心。
No, it'd be so easy for us just to seek His kingdom first, and every one of us should be so joyful. But actually, it takes faith.
虽然这里说我们要先求神国的神国神义，如果每个人这样行的话，每个人都很高兴。但是呢，这是花很多信心的。
And faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God.
所以信心是从听到而来，而听到是。
And faith, you know, we increase in our faith by communicating with God.
我们信心增加是以神来沟通。
Let's go to the next one.
下一个。
Jesus also provides positive cognitive therapy.
耶稣基督呢，也是给予这个认知的这个治疗。
So cognitive therapy seeks to help one recognize and change negative thinking patterns that contribute to depression.
对认知的这个治疗呢，是协助一个人认识，而且改变他这种就是负面的思想。
Can human truly do this by ourselves?
我们人可以真正做这件事情吗？
It's very difficult.
是非常困难的。
Because why? Because when things go wrong in our life.
因为很多时候在我们 生活当中有
How can we change the way we think is negative? Because things going wrong. How can we change to be positive?
当我们事情 有事情发生在我们生活当中, 我们没办法改变这个现实。
That's why if you go to a therapist, if you seek other human beings for help, quite often it's not going to work.
所以很多时候呢, 你去找别人来做这个治疗呢, 通常都是没有用。
Because every human being are very limited.
因为每一个人他的协助是非常有限制的。
Because if we are limited, then we cannot help other people to fix their problem.
如果我们所帮忙的有限制, 所以我们没办法去协助其他的人。
But when we go to our Lord Jesus Christ,
但是如果我们去到耶稣基督,
when He says, first, seek the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and everything will be given to you, you have to amen to that. That is a promise.
当我们看到耶稣基督告诉我们, 你必须先求神国神的义, 这些事情会加添给你们,
你必须要先做一点。
其他的人可以告诉我们吗?
No one can say that.
没有人可以告诉我们这一点。
Of course they can say to us, but never going to come true.
所以即使他们可以答应我们事情,
但是可能不会发生。 Only God can promise us something, and it will come true every time He says it.
只有耶稣基督或者神告诉我们一切事情, 他答应我们事情一定会应允。
No, my patient, quite often when they come to see me, they're like, oh, how many steps do I have to come here and then for you to fix my problem?
所以我的这些病人呢, 他来看我的时候问我, 我必须要花多少次来看你才可以,
and what do I tell them?
把我的状况缓解。
What do I tell them?
我会告诉他们什么?
Quite often, I don't tell them anything. We say, oh, we'll see how long it's going to take. you know, how long, you know, you and I can develop a relationship, things like that. We avoid the question altogether. You cannot say anything, right?
So,
you're not God. You know, actually, you cannot tell him, sorry, your problem's never going to be fixed.
So, you know,
then become more depressed.
我不会告诉他你的问题不能解决，但是我同时就很委婉的把这个话题推掉，因为我们没办法知道我们可以，他需要多少治疗来，多少次的治疗来治疗他的这个抑郁症。
It's interesting, you know, because even you call the insurance company and they approve how many sessions, right? You think how many sessions they approve when you call the insurance company. And not the private insurance company, but those Medicare, Medicaid, things like that.
So, if you call the insurance companies, you look how many times they need this treatment. Usually, how many treatments are they approved?
How many sessions do you think they approve?
They can approve how many treatments.
It's interesting. They approve like 20 at a time.
So, they
can approve 20 treatments. They know you're not going to fix them. Then after 20 sessions, we call again. They approve right away, just like another 20. They know.
So, 过了二十次的这个治疗呢，我们再打电话，他又批了二十次的这个治疗。
So that's why for any one of us, if we try to help our brothers and sisters with this kind of situation, but we are human beings, we are very limited.
所以作为弟兄姐妹，如果我们要帮协助我们的弟兄姐妹，但是我们的资源、我们的力量是非常有限的。
I mean, the wedding at Cana, right? The wedding that Jesus went to. They ran out of wine.
他们没有这酒.
And then, can anybody help them?
有人可以协助他们吗?
No.
没有.
I mean, at first they were very joyful, right? They were drinking wine. If they ran out of wine, this means quite often the things in our life quite often will run out too, whatever we enjoy. Right?
所以在他们在宴席当中，那些客人呢都在喝酒，是感觉非常快乐。但是这个酒却没有了，在我们生命当中，我们也是资源也是有限的。
But only Jesus
只有耶稣基督,
can turn the water into wine.
他可以把水变成酒。
Jesus, the one that can take our life that's so meaningless, right, to become meaningful.
神呢可以把我们感觉到没有意义的这个生命变成一个有意义的。
I mean, water is good for us, but it's blood. Right? I mean, water doesn't taste anything. It's just blood, right? I mean, it's nothing.
So,
but it's good for us.
Oh, 水呢, 它是没有味道，但是对我们身体是好的。
I mean, people rather drink wine than water, right? I mean, if you're talking about drinking wine.
所以一般人比较喜欢喝酒，也不是那么喜欢喝水。
Because everybody's life, if you want to be full of joy, you want a full excitement, right? You don't want just like a blah life.
所以我们很多人呢都需要一个他生命是多姿多彩，不想要一个非常平淡的生活，好像水这样。
But we must allow Jesus to do that in our life.
但是我们必须要让耶稣基督在我们生命当中这样的执行。
Then first, say, don't set for yourself difficult goals to take or take on a great deal of responsibility.
所以就是不要让自己有一个非常困难艰巨的这个目标，或者是。
And this is very important.
这是非常重要的.
Say, you know, when our Lord Jesus Christ talks to us, look, really, you take one day at a time.
所以耶稣基督告诉我们，我们一天过着一天.
Because if you set yourself difficult goals or take on great deal of responsibility, then what? You become depressed and trying to accomplish those things.
所以，如果我们有对自己设了非常高的目标，或者 为自己呢放了很多的重担，我们就没办法承担。
Actually, quite often a person who are perfectionists, they fall into this category, right? Because they set themselves such high goal, they want to accomplish, and then they cannot do, and then they become depressed.
所以很多这些完美主义者的人，他们就让自己有很多负担，而且就设了很艰巨的这些目标，所以到最后没办法完成这一切的时候，他就感觉到非常沮丧。
We have to realize we are very limited.
我们要知道我们是非常有限制的。
Now whatever we can do today, thank God we can do today.
如果我们今天可以行的一些事情，我们感谢主。
Then we can do something for tomorrow, fine, it's not a big deal.
如果我们明天可以完成一些事情，我们就感谢主。
Yeah, so break life tasks into small ones.
我们把很大的这些事项呢，这些要做的事情，把它变成小。Prioritize,
do what you can as you can.
然后把重要性的事情先做，然后做我们可以尽量做到的事情。
And if you look at Lucius Christ's teaching,
如果我们看耶稣基督的教训,
clearly share with us this kind of way to live our lives.
他是教导我们这样来过我们的生活。
So that's why when you break large tasks, in other words, you know, when you do things, you don't, when we do a certain thing, just understand that we only make out of dust.
所以呢,我们要把我们的这些事情把它放小,然后再做这些小的这些事情,我们要知道我们本身是由土而制造的。
But of course, sometimes we go over that extreme, we get become so lazy, we don't want to do anything, right? That's a problem also.
但是我们也是有可能会走向另外一个极端,就是我们什么事情也不做。
Okay, and Jesus also stressed similar principle, right?
耶稣基督也是有强调类似的这样的一个原则。
And it reminds us of God's providential love and care.
他也是提醒我们耶稣基督神对我们的爱。
So what does that mean?
这是什么意思呢?
You know, quite often, you hardly see the young people depressed, right?
我们很少看见年轻的人有这个忧郁症。
Why do you think that is?
为什么呢?
Why do you hardly see any young people depressed?
为什么很少见到比较年轻的这些人呢? 他们有忧郁症。
Okay, they move around a lot and they exercise, true?
Okay, 因为他们, 比较活跃。
Yes, that's the main thing.
所以最主要是他们, 比较没有这样多责任。
Do they have to worry about their work? They can lose their job?
他们不需要为他们的工作而烦恼。
No. Right. Do they worry about their mortgage?
他们也不需要烦恼他们的这个每个月的贷款。
No. Do they worry about they have enough money to buy food?
他们也不需要为着够不够金钱来购买食物。
And that's why you don't see children are depressed.
所以我们看不到我们小孩子有这个忧郁症。
Because they don't worry too much about anything.
因为他们不需要为这些事情而烦恼。
Why?
为什么呢?
Because they know their parents will take care of them.
因为他们知道他们的父母亲会为他们解决这一些事情。
So for us, if we know that our Lord Jesus Christ will take care of us, we also will live a, you know, outgoing, very free will kind of person.
如果我们知道耶稣基督会为我们这一切来承担的话，我们的生活就非常的开心。
You know, my nephew, when his bike is broken, right?
所以当我的这个侄儿，他的脚踏车坏了。
You think he becomes sad and depressed?
你觉得他会非常的伤心？
Really cute, they're really amazing. They're like, oh, uncle, my bike is broken. Just leave it there, and then he left to go out and play, right? And who is depressed? Me. Oh, I got to buy a new bike and cost me $150, right? I cannot fix this, right? But he doesn't care, right? He doesn't care.
所以我的侄儿他的脚踏车坏了，他就拿给我，然后他就跑出去玩了。然后这个重担就交在我身上，因为我没办法修好他的脚踏车，所以我变成要花钱，变成是我的责任要花钱去买一个。
Most of the kids, what they worry about every day?
小孩子每天忧虑的是什么?
What kind of fun they gonna have?
他要玩什么?
Really, that's what they worry about. Oh, what am I going to do? Am I going to play Xbox when I get home? Am I going to go out and play basketball when I get home? That's what they worry about. If you and I can become children in that way, right? Of course, we must work. Please, don't get me wrong. You must work hard, go to study hard. You do all those things.
所以我们如果可以像小孩子这样，但是呢，我们必须要非常努力的读书，非常努力的工作。
We only can give our best.
我们可以做我们付出我们所有的。
Let me leave the rest to God.
我们把剩余的交给神。
As simple as that.
就是那么简单。
Just like Jay Hua, famous word, he always say it's simple. He doesn't say all the time. And he, you know, we're using this new program, right, to control for my computer. He's like, it's very simple. Yeah, to him it's very simple. But they try to teach me now, the first thing I screwed up, right? It's not that simple, right?
所以很多事情非常简单的，就是如果你会做的话。
But actually, when you really trust in our Lord Jesus Christ,
但是如果你真的是信靠耶稣基督,
your mind, your worries, it just go out the door. So you don't need to worry and stuff too much.
所以你的这些担心呢，为这些事情担心就会挪去。
You know, for me, when I leave home, the things that I worry.
所以当我离开家的时候，我说担心的事情是什么呢？
First, my wife being joyful or not, right? Because she always misses me. Right?
所以我担心的第一件事是我的太太是否是会喜乐，因为她。
And second is all my fish and my turtles. I worry about them too.
所以第二呢, 我担心我的这些鱼呢, 还有这些乌龟,
because my wife doesn't take care of any of those things, because she told me already I will not take care of your pets when you leave.
所以我的太太已经警告我, 我, 当你离开的时候, 我不会去照顾你的这些, 啊, 这些宠物。
Of course, for my fish and my turtles, I can buy automatic feeder.
当然对我的这些鱼呢, 这些乌龟呢, 我可以买这个自动化的这个就是自动的来分配食物给这些宠物。
So the animal, when they have their animal, they're very happy, right? They have their food, I mean, when animals have their food, they're very happy.
所以动物呢, 只要有食物, 他们就非常高兴。
Of course, but my wife, I really need to pray to Jesus, I should Jesus and comfort her, because I'm not there.
所以对于我的太太呢, 我必须常常祷告耶稣基督, 让她可以喜乐, 因为我常常不在家。
Actually, when I think about my worries in life, it's very few.
让我想象中我生活当中,
I worry about my family, the spirituality.
我考虑担心我的这些亲戚的他们的信仰问题。
And I worry about our brother and sister spirituality.
所以我考虑而且担心为我们弟兄姐妹担心他们的信仰问题。
So I always do my best to be a good husband. I always do my best to be a pastor. But after that, I leave everything up to God. If not, I'll become suicidal, right?
So
there's so much worries.
所以我尽力做一个好的丈夫，来为我太太祷告。我尽力做我的作为一个好的传道人，然后剩下的一切呢，我就交给神。不然的话，我会有忧郁症。
When we think as children and know that God will take care of us, we will stop worrying.
如果我们的思想就好像小孩子这样，把一切担忧的事情交给神，我们的生活就
So for example, as ministers right now, like, you know, we like how we can have money to retire when we stop working, right? Because we have no retirement plan, things like that, right?
所以作为传道人员呢，我们会思考我们以后要怎样退休呢？因为我们没有这个退休金。
Of course, we always rely on God.
但是我们可以常常的去仰望神。
God will always give us enough.
因为神会给我们足够的。
And that is very true.
这是确实的。
And when my two nieces, before they go to college, I was so worried about them.
所以在我这两个子女呢, 他们要上大学的时候, 我非常的忧虑。
And I told them, look, uncle has no money to help you pay for college.
所以我告诉他们说, 你的舅舅没有办法来支付你进入大学的这个学费。
One of the schools that my niece go to is like $60,000 a year.
所以我其中一个子女呢, 他去的这个学校, 一年花费要6万块。
Thank God she had full scholarship.
感谢神, really? 他有这个完全的奖学金。
And thank God, God had mercy on me.
所以我感谢神, 因为神给我, 他对我施怜悯。
Then my other niece, now after that, you know, my other niece was going to college.
另外一个子女呢, 他也是要上这个大学。
Thank God, full scholarship too.
他也是得到了奖学金。
So I have no worries about those two nieces. My other niece already graduated, she got a job, and then she's on her own now.
所以我这个子女第一个子女呢, 他已经找到工了, 然后就是毕业了, 找到工, 他就可以自己维持自己。
Even the cell phone she has, she had to pay me $50 a month now for her cell phone.
所以每个月他所花费的这个电话呢, 他每个月要支付50块。
Really, what I'm saying, that really God take care of us.
我要所强调的就是神, 耶稣基督他会,
Look at the house. You know, every time they go to my house, they say it's a 5-star hotel, right? Really, I bought that house. I didn't even look at it. I saw it on the internet.
So,我很多人来我家说我的家就好像一个五星级的酒店。其实我买这当我买我的房子的时候，我连看也没看。
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
Okay, all of a sudden I'm going to do this now. Yeah. Actually, sister, it's not only for those who do not know Christ, even those who are born in Christ.
Yeah.
It really is like that too, right? Because this world focuses on what? On I, right? I do everything myself. No, we always have that kind of mentality. So it's very difficult to rely, you know, on something that you and I cannot see.
所以，Heather说的是，当一个我们在这个社会的时候，是18岁了，然后家里的人就把你放逐出去，让你自己个人维持自己的生活。但是过了30-40年，自己可以单独来为自己的生活负责任的时候，现在听了这个天道理，说我们要依赖神，这个是非常大的一个转变。 但是吴迪传道就是说，其实对于在教会长大的人也是一样的一个观念，因为我们很常在这个社会呢是强调我自己，就是什么都是我自己做。但是呢，所以我们要学会怎样依靠神。That's
why faith come into play. It's very difficult. It's not an easy thing.
所以我们说到这个就是信心。
And that's why the definition of faith is what? The hope, you know, the thing that you hope for but you cannot see.
所以信心的定义是什么? 就是仰望那一个你完全看不到的事情。
And with any human being, we cannot change overnight, that is for sure.
所以对于每一个人来说, 他没有办法一天一夜就可以改变。
So slowly we must build our faith to trust in God.
所以我们必须慢慢的来建立起我们的信心, 来信赖神。
Moses took him 40 years in the wilderness to completely trust in God.
摩西呢，他花了40年在旷野才完全相信神。
Because God, He also took 40 years to lead the people out of the wilderness, right? He took faith.
他也是花了40年把这个以色列人带入迦南地。
Thank you. Teaching us where to place our priority in life.
然后教导我们怎样把我们生活的这个好的，就是次序排，对，排就是。
But most important.
在我们生命教导我们把最重要的生命中最重要的事情排为先。
Now for me, there's only three things that I really concern in my life.
所以在我生命当中，我只有三件事情最重要。
I'm talking about my relationship with God.
我与神的这种关系。
My relationship with my family.
我与我家人的关系。
And being a good servant of Jesus.
然后作为耶稣基督一个好的,
I don't worry about anything else.
的好工人, 我其他事情我不,
of course, I think about it, but I don't worry about it. For example, how much money do I have in the bank? I have no idea.
所以例如说,
how much I get paid a year as a minister? I have no idea.
我一年的薪金是多少,
actually, there's a lot of things like that for me. It's like it's day by day, you know. That's it.
所以很多事情对我来说是一天过着一天，就是这样。
But I always need to make sure that myself and my family, the relationship with God, must be good.
但是我强调的就是我还有我家人，他们与神的这种关系必须要建立一个良好的关系。
That I will be a good husband and a good father to my nephew.
然后我必须要对我太太是个好先生，对我的侄儿是一个好父亲。
And be a faithful servant to God and also to my brothers and sisters.
然后对神呢是一个好仆人，对弟兄姐妹也是一个好仆人。
I have no room to worry about any other thing. Those three is already enough. The main category in my head already. Those three is enough already.
所以这三件事在我生命当中已经占有很大的部分，其他的事情我不会再担忧了。
Because the Bible always mentioned three things, right? Build an altar, pitch a tent, and then you worry about your life too. Those are the three things.
因为在这个圣经当中常常谈到的，第一件事情就是筑一座坛，第二就是建立你的帐篷，第三，然后就为你的家人而担忧。
So priority things in life.
所以我们把生命中的重要事情先排为先。
Because everything else after that actually is a blessing from God.
所以其余的事情呢，如果我们得到其余的事情，其实是神给我们的。 例如说我们买一间房子,
we're so worried that we, you know, we cannot get the house, you know, the way we want it to be.
我们担心我们的房子不是我们所要的。
But we don't realize, wow, I can buy a house, I have a house.
所以我们常常不会想说, 我其实有一间房子。
Because there's many people out there have no house.
因为我们知道有很多无家可归的人。
Or the three things that must build an altar, this means our relationship with God.
第一件事就是跟，就是筑一座坛，就是与神建立一个良好的关系。
You must pitch a tent, this is our relationship with our family.
第二就是建造一个帐幕，就是我们跟我们家人的一个。
And the last one is our livelihood, right? That means our job, the way, you know, our job, our career, our school.
最后一个就是挖口井，就是我们的这个工作。
Yeah, for me as the servant of God, that is my livelihood, right? That is my career. That's what I do. Yeah.
所以作为神的仆人呢，我这个就是我的工作。
If you really, this is a secret. If you just focus on these three things, then the way you feel about life is so much better.
这就是这个秘密。如果你着重就是以这三个为重点的话，你的生命就完全不一样。
Because quite often we worry about so many things, and those things are not important at all.
但很多时候呢，我们为很多事情而担忧，但是这些事情却没有不重要。
I worry about my turtles. Why? I mean, thank God I can buy turtles and they are very cute, right? All the turtles. Thank God. Right?
所以我会问我的，就是乌龟担心吗？最对的是他们是非常的可爱。
And before I used to have koi fish in my fish tank inside, and I told you they commit suicide, right?
所以我也是告诉你，我有养过鱼在我的鱼缸里面，而且他们就自相残杀。
So sometimes my wife feeds them, she doesn't close the lid, so the fish jump out and they die.
所以当我太太喂他们吃的时候，这些鱼就跳出来了，死掉。
Now I put very small fishes there. Yeah, they don't jump out. They don't jump out.
现在我就养小鱼，他们就不会跳出来。
And I make sure the water is filled to the brim, because when the water is filled to the brim, they don't have no momentum to jump out, right? So those kind of stuff you learn. So I'm less worried now.
所以我现在把水装到满，然后这鱼就不会跳出来，我就是从中学习，然后也不会担心。But
all this worry actually we put it upon ourselves. Really think about it. If I don't have fish tank, I don't have turtle, I don't have my fish, I have nothing to worry about, right? Isn't that true?
所以如果我没有这个鱼缸，我没有这个乌龟，我没有这些鱼的话，我就不会担心。所以这些是我自己带来的担忧。
I told you this story before, I tell you again, because it's a classic that we bring worry to ourselves.
所以我可能告诉你这个故事，但是这个是一个经典，所以我要重新再讲。
There's a brother in Northern California.
The brother-in-law?
Yeah, no, it's a brother who lives in Northern California.
所以有一个弟兄呢，他住在这个北加州。
He has a beautiful home on the mountain.
他在这个山上呢，有一个非常美丽的一个故事。
So every time I go visiting, I go outside his yard, and you can see the whole valley, right? The Silicon Valley. You see the whole valley is very beautiful.
所以当我们去到他家，到了他家后院的时候，我们可以看到整个峡谷。
And one day he said, "Oh, I want to build a pond in my backyard."
有一天他告诉我，他要在他家后面做一个小池。
And we're like, "Oh, okay, that should be very nice."
我就说，这还不错。
And first, because he lives in a mountain.
第一，他住在这个山上。
So he had to rent, you know, the people who build his pond, of course. When he dig his pond, he need to bring some kind of thing, you know, a machine to dig it. So it costs more because he lives in a mountain.
所以因为他住在山上呢，他必须花比较多的金额来去叫人来挖一个洞。
Whatever it was, it cost about $15,000 for his pond.
所以他花了15,000块来做这个小池。
And then he noticed every time he go out, there's a lot of mosquitoes.
然后他发觉他出去的时候常常有很多蚊子。
Cool, they say, "Oh, you need to buy fish. You buy fish, and then they help eat the mosquito."
So I just told him, "You need to buy some small fish. These small fish will eat the mosquitoes."
So he bought a bunch of beautiful koi fish.
Then he bought some fish.
One of the morning he went out, all he see was their bones.
So one day he
ate them.
所以有一天他出去呢，他只看到这些鱼骨，因为有动物把这鱼吃掉。
Up in the mountain is a lot of raccoons, so the raccoon come, that's their dinner and their breakfast too, right?
所以他们到了这个，因为他住在这个山上，所以有这些动物去把他的鱼吃掉。
So he's all stressed out now. Now it's no fish, and then there's a lot of mosquito. What can he do? So he bought his black net to cover the. He bought more koi and put the black net over his pond. But the thing is, it looks so ugly, right? The black net.
所以因为这个动物把它鱼吃掉，所以他就买了更多的鱼，然后买了一个黑网把这个池子盖起来，所以就不会被这动物吃掉。
Then because he live in a mountain, during the fall, all the leaves go into his pond, right? With the net and everything, it just looks so ugly.
但是因为他住在这个山谷的，这个高山，所以当这个秋天来的时候，很多叶子就掉在这个池子里面。
Then he decide, I had to bury my pond. He buried his pond, right?
所以最终呢，他就决定把这个池子淹盖起来。Because
he lived in a mountain, it cost about $10,000-$15,000 to bury his pond.
然后，因为他住在山上，所以他又得花15,000到15,500块去把这个池盖起来。Because
he put grass and stuff like on there too, right? So on the end, he spent $25,000-$30,000 just to make the place look exactly the same as before.
所以他就花了两万到三万块钱把他的后院呢恢复他。 恢复到以前的样子。
And all these times, because that time he was really sick too, he got more sick. So it's all these worries, right? It's very sad, but it's a funny story, but it's sad.
所以当时在这一个状况当中呢，他也是生病，他因为此事而感觉到担忧，所以他更。就是病得更重，所以这件事情听起来非常好笑。
This is human life, you're like this. You bring a lot of worries for ourselves.
这就是人啊，这个就是人的生命。
And God also tells us our limitation, right? It's very true.
神也告诉我们有，我们每个人都有一个极限。
We do what we can.
我们做我们可以做的。
And leave the rest to God.
把其余的交给神。
He also teaches that, you know, pointing out a kind of selfless service can provide true joy.
然后圣经也告诉我们，我们如果可以无条件的付出呢，可以带给我们真正的这个爱。
Really, for me, being a pastor is the most joyful thing I've done in my life.
所以作为一个传道人呢，是我一生中所感觉到最喜乐的一件事情。
Really, and if you live a life and you try your best to serve God, this serving God brings so much joy.
如果你过着一个生活，这个生活是来侍奉神的话，这个生活是非常喜乐的。
There's a brother, he just graduated from college.
有一个弟兄呢，他从大学出来。
And before he graduated college, he served a lot, you know, he served a lot in church.
在这个弟兄呢，在他还没毕业之前，他在教会有协助很多圣
徒。And he got a job and he worked.
然后他找到一份工，然后他开始上班。
And he makes really good money.
他也是赚取很多。
But he realized, why do he feel sad all the time?
可是他在回想，为什么他常常感觉到非常沮
丧。Then he realized that he has no time to serve God.
然后他才了解他没有时间来侍奉神。
So because of this, and then of course he still work hard.
他还继续的工作。
But less hours.
但是花比较少的时间。
And then whatever extra hours he had, he used time to serve God.
然后用多余的时间来侍奉神。
Then he became so joyful again.
然后他又感觉到开始喜乐。
Actually, serving God brings us joy.
其实为神侍奉神是可以让我们有喜乐。
And we have to understand God is long suffering, willing to forgive and comfort the downhearted.
我们知道神是神是非常
patient. Yeah, he's very patient. God is very patient.
神是非常有耐心的，他愿意来去赦免人的罪，而且愿意来协助那些心灵忧伤的人。
One of the problem with those of us who are depressed.
对我们这些有忧郁症的人。
We are so tough on ourselves.
我们对于自己是非常的非常的给予自己非常多的这种压力。
And actually, why are we so tough on ourselves?
为什么给自己那么多压力呢？
Actually, God is really a merciful God. He's willing to forgive, also forgive ourselves too when we do something wrong.
所以神呢是这么多怜悯，他愿意怜悯我们，然后赦我们的罪。我们也愿，我们应该把放就是原谅自己。
You know, and a lot of time mothers fall into depression.
很多时候呢，母亲呢就会掉入这个忧郁症。
Because they don't feel they are good mothers.
他们总觉得自己不是一个好母亲。
But they have no idea how difficult it is to be a mother.
但是很多时候母亲不知道作为一个母亲是多么的困难。
And that's why really, when mothers go out and buy yourself something, really, if you go out and get your nails done, your pedicure, that is fine. Do that, make yourself happy, right? Because you are worth it.
所以我是建议，如果母亲呢要需要出去做指甲或者做一些事情来让自己高兴的话，你就尽量去做。
If you have money to do it, do it. But if you don't have money, then you spend all the money, become more depressed. That's not good.
所以，那个有这个金钱的话，你可以去做。如果你没有这个钱，但是却去花这些钱在这些身上，你会让自己更沮丧。
I encourage all the mothers, really, go get your hair done, go get your nails done, right? Do something, go get a massage or something, right? You are worth it, and then you also feel good, you know.You reward yourself all these good things because you have worked hard.
所以我会建议那些母亲呢，她们可以去剪修个头发，或者去做一些指甲，或者是做一些事情让自己高兴，因为你是值得的。
That's why when you reach like Uncle Ping and Sister Grace age, right? You go on vacation, right? Spend all the money, whatever, right? Really?
如果你到 Uncle Ping 或者 Grace, Auntie Grace 的这种年龄呢，你就可以花钱去度假。
I told my kids, I told my niece and nephew, right? When I get older.I'm not gonna die and leave a one penny for you guys. You guys take care of yourself. I'm gonna spend all the money when I get older.
我就告诉我的侄儿侄女，当我老的时候呢，你不会从我这里得到一分钱，因为我会花拿这些钱去度假。
And the same thing, my adopted mother, I tell mother, sell all your jewelry, right? Sell this, sell, go on vacation, do something good. Don't leave us anything, right? We don't need it. We'll have enough money on our own, and then we spend all that we have too, right?
所以我告诉我的养母，你就把你的这些金银珠宝变卖了，然后去花在自己身上，也不要给我们，因为我们也不需要这些钱。
And I will be good to yourself.
就是对自己好一点。
Be kind to yourself. Eat right. Right, eat right, eat healthy, exercise. That is being good to yourself.
然后对自己好一点，然后吃健康一点，然后运动，让自己好一点。
Really, and do things. Go on vacation. Do things really for yourself is very healthy.
然后去度假，让自己身心比较畅快。
Especially, you know, a lot of you have, you know, kids, have children. You raise them for like 20, 25 years, sometimes 40 years. You know. But really take care of yourself.
很多时候我们在养育我们子女十年、二十年、甚至四十年，我们必须要懂得来照顾自己。
And you know, Jesus also teaches us how to have, you know, interpersonal therapy, focus on one, this third personal relationship that both cause and exacerbate the depression. So in other words, Jesus teaches what? To have a relationship with one another.
所以耶稣基督也告诉我们如何去与别人有交际。
So because all these things that you and I are doing right now, like, look at, today is Sunday, you should have so much better things to do, right? Why are you here?
所以如果,例如说,今天是星期天,我们可以做其他更好的东西,为什么我们来教会呢?
Because we are here with one another, how can we help one another to comfort one another, to encourage one another?
因为我们来这里来学习如何的帮助别人,来... 如何来互相勉励，互相鼓励。
And when we have this kind of relationship,
如果我们有这种关系,
then it's, no, our relationship and our, the way we think is very positive.
我们的思想就会变成比较积极，比较正面。
Look, the interpersonal relationship, what? Our relationship with God.
所以这个第一个就是跟神建立一个好,
our relationship with our fellow man.
第二就是跟我们, 我们人与人的这个关系。
For me, these are the two things that make us the most depressed.
Most depressed.
Yes, most depressed.
所以这两件事情让我们最忧郁的。
If we don't have a positive one.
如果我们没有一个正面的思想,
这两件事让我们非常忧郁。 When we have a good relationship with God.
如果我们有一个与神有一个良好的关系,
when we have a good relationship with our brother and sister and human being altogether,
如果我们与人与弟兄姐妹建立一个良好的关系,
we become a very joyful person.
我们变成一个非常喜乐的一个人。
Why? Because these two things fulfill all the law and the prophet.
因为这两件事情呢, 却可以完全所有, 这限制给我们的这些律例典章律法。
These two things fulfill God's Ten Commandments.
因为这两件事情呢, 完全了神的十条诫命。
To love God and love man.
爱神与爱人。
So if we really stress and focus this true relationship in our lives, then really we will be full of joy.
如果我们花心思在这两件事情上, 然后跟神, 跟人有一个建立良好的关系, 我们就, 我们的生命是充满喜乐的。
You see that, you know, his death and his teaching.
我们看到他的死亡还有他的教训。
That God he reconciled back to him. Right?
然后耶稣基督是让我们与神复合。
And then teaching us how to love, you know, one another.
然后教导我们如何, 彼此相爱。
And then his church is to be a family providing strength and encouragement, even bearing one another's burden.
然后教会呢是一个家庭来。 这个家庭呢，来给我们有这个力量，给我们这个鼓励，甚至让我们可以彼此担当这个重担。
And that is it.
到此。
So overall, what is the main focus?
所以最终呢，我们的目标是什么？
Really, we must go back to the person who created us.
我们要回到这个创造我们的这一个主。
He's the one that built us from ground up.
这个主呢，是从 就从无把我们建立成人。
And every problems that any one of us have, our Lord Jesus Christ will be able to fix it.
我们所面对的一切问题, 耶稣基督必有这个能力来帮助我们。
But it takes faith.
但是我们必须要有这个信心。
Our Lord Jesus Christ is always going to be there for us.
耶稣基督一定会与我们同在。
So maybe at first we cannot see Jesus Christ.
可能开始我们没办法看到耶稣基督。
We only can see medication that can help us.
我们只可以看到这个药物可以协助我们。
And there's nothing wrong with that.
这个也不是坏的事情。
And maybe after the medication we can see our brother and sister who can help us.
可能过了这个, 吃过了这个药物, 我们可以看到弟兄姐妹可以协助我们。
And there's nothing wrong with that.
这也没什么错。
But ultimately, every one of us must see Jesus, the one that is our all in all.
但是我们最终必须看到耶稣基督是我们的一切。
And this is my sharing.
这是我的分享。
And we hope that through the sharing that, that we can really learn how to build a relationship with our Lord Jesus Christ.
所以我是希望借着这个教训呢，我们可以跟耶稣基督建立一个良好的关系。
So for me as the pastor, what is my goal when I do counseling with brothers and sisters?
所以作为一个传道者呢，我
What is my goal, you think?
我给自己设了什么目标呢？
Yes, bring them back to Christ.
就是把弟兄姐妹或者把人带回神，这就是我主要的目标。
If they have great relationship themselves with God, God will take care of them.
如果他们与神有一个良好的关系，神必定会帮助他们。
I mean, as pastors, you know, we are pretty loners. We are loners. So I mean, really, who can we talk to?
所以作为一个传道者呢，其实我们是非常孤单的。我们可以跟谁谈话？
But we always can have a spouse to talk to. But then, if I talk a lot to my spouse, and then she becomes depressed too by all the problems.
所以当然我可以跟我的配偶谈论我的问题，但是如果讲了太多，他也跟我一起有忧郁症。
Actually, we really learn how to talk to God.
所以我们必须学习如何跟神谈论。
Without God, it'd be very difficult to be a pastor.
没有神的话，作为一个传道人是非常困难的。
Because most time we spend time by ourselves, we're very lonely.
因为很多时候我们必须花，就是自己花时间，因为是非常孤独的。
The next topic we can deal with is that overcome loneliness.
所以下一次的我们讲座是如何胜过这个孤独。
And I'm sure that every pastor knows the feeling of loneliness.
我深信每一个传道者都知道。
Just like I told Samuel, the last 11 years, I see my wife maybe 3 years the most.
所以我跟大家分享了，我去啊，就是上十一年，我只能跟我太太花三年半的时间。
But thank God, because we see each other very little, every minute, every second we see each other, we really, you know, embrace it, right, and really cherish it.
所以因为我们彼此见面的时间比较少，所以我们会珍惜每一刻。
Okay. Any question you thought? Any last question you thought?
所以有什么问题或者有什么想问的问题吗？
And I hope this can help all of you.
所以我希望这可以协助每个人。
You know, in every situation that you and I go to,
we go through.
Our Lord Jesus Christ is a solution to everything.
耶稣基督是所有一切解决的方案。
Yes, we must do our best, you know, to whatever kind of help we need.
所以我们在我们所领受的这些帮助呢，我们会尽力的去协助。
But ultimately, go in front of Lord Jesus Christ.
但是最终是到耶稣基督面前。If
he can create the whole universe in 6 days,
如果他可以花6天的时间来建造这整个宇宙，
I'm sure he can take care of us.
所以我深信他必定可以照顾我们。
Let's kneel down and pray together.
我们现在跪下来祷告。
Hallelujah, name is Christ, we pray.